Jess and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. It's the circle of life.
Cheers, Carlos.
Cheers, friend. All right.
Oh, God.
Smooth. All kinds of smooth.
That was good.
Thanks. Mind putting this back there for me? Thanks, friend.
Thank you.
Man. Well, those of you at home wondering to themselves, does Ish look different or what? Does Ish look different or what?
Yeah.
What looks new to y'all is what I want to know.
Well, I was just telling Carlos the camera makes us look like we're 10 pounds heavier, but we're not. Unless you like heavy set men, then
I guess we're your go-tos.
Paul Rattus.
You know what I'm saying?
Marketing director, I don't mean nothing by that.
Mean, speaking of 10 pounds, we might have to add another 10 on the set on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? This guy trying to deceive the world. Look at him.
I knew something looked funny.
Oh, boy.
I knew something looked funny.
Anywho. Young. I'm Carlos.
I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Thank you for coming for another week, another edition. Well, actually, a new edition.
Like new edition?
Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my line. Time I'm getting your number. I get a kick every time.
It's a classic.
That's a classic. That is a classic.
Classic.
Indeed.
You know what? That song is kind of like, how do you know his girl's not cheating on him, you know?
She definitely is.
Oh, damn.
Well, like, let's speak the facts here. Bro, like, how are you going to, like, not write a song like, oh, sorry, there's something wrong with my line. I can't get to my girl. Like, bro, it's not the line. That's your girl's. She belongs to the streets.
It's your girl.
All right? She's collecting phone numbers from everyone else. There's no texting. There's no other forms of communication.
Hey.
It's either she's in person with another dude.
Hey.
Or she's talking on the phone with someone else.
Can you blame her?
Well, I mean, it's either homeboy or something wrong with Bobby Brown. She probably saw what's going to come to happen to Bobby.
She's what is it? What are those people who can tell the future? A psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knew that Bobby wasn't it in the future. I mean, he had the money. He was popularity, but he had the women.
So she saved herself.
I mean, she did.
Yeah. She saved herself.
So she saved herself the hassle and the trouble. Probably married a decent guy. But in the end, she still belongs to the streets for cheating.
Damn.
But yes, folks, this is our brand new setup. We'll be doing this on a weekly basis.
Yep.
Ryan, shout out to Ryan for the new setup here.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be a little more comfy, you know. We're more relaxed, you know. We're not all up in your grill, not all up in your face. We're going to be more concrete, more chill. You know, more chill, more speak your mind-ish.
I like you know, not to
Which race is your least favorite?
Let's go back to the old setup.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you feel like you're not that relaxed, that's fine.
But
I'll tell you mine. So, you want to say what's up to the children first?
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Friday if you happen to be listening on a Friday, and happy weekend if you happen to listen on the weekend. Another episode with Carlos and I. We definitely do appreciate it. Today's a little bit new for those of our YouTube viewers and hopefully our Spotify viewers soon enough. We can figure out how to get the video up there.
We'll play with it today, and then we'll keep you posted.
But this is kind of our new setup that we're hoping and exploring. It's funny because this vision's been in place since our last place, like our last studio.
Yeah.
We had the one episode, if you can flash back to that one, where we were sitting at the couch, but it didn't really look all that great because the couches were kind of like moved in. We didn't have lighting. The camera was kind of odd. I don't know. It is what it is, but you know, things are finally coming to fruition, and Carlos and I definitely do appreciate you giving us support for us to be able to do this. You know what I mean? And to generate ideas and to mess with lighting and to like maneuver hardware around and stuff like that. You know, we never really thought we would be in this light, no pun intended. Mm. But it's really cool. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You know, yet again, thank you for supporting us, and we'll be here. So welcome to today's episode.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah. We're gonna get relaxed. We're just gonna talk. We're gonna talk the trash, talk the nonsense. You know what I just learned?
What?
You know that Cat Williams interview on Shannon Sharp?
Yeah.
You know what's the most viewed interview in YouTube history?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Says a lot.
Yeah. Says a lot about the culture.
You know what I mean?
People
people love dirt.
Yeah, people love dirt. It's exactly love, that is exactly the word.
People love trash talk. Then what are we doing? Why aren't we talking dirt? Let's talk about dirt.
All like right? Soil?
Motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about. So listen, man. So this girl comes up at the gym, right? I'm in mid-set doing my bicep curls. And, you know, girls come up to me every time, like, hey, nice set there. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Ooh, God
what
damn.
Can I say? I mean, I'm not going to, like, yeah. It happens. You know what I'm saying? The way I curl, I can't blame them.
Yeah. It didn't mean for it to happen like that.
But this one girl has the nerve, the audacity to tell me, he's like, hey, when are you going to see your son? Ooh. And I'm like, excuse you? You ain't talking to me. Do you know what they call me? You know what they call me. You're aware of my nickname. Pullout King.
Everyone, I have no idea what he is talking
about. The Pullout King is what they call me.
I have no idea.
I do this every goddamn... I like, fam.
What he is talking
about. I am the Pullout King. I just do that. I pull out. You know what? Not even... It doesn't even have to refer to intercourse. All right? Parties.
Just wow.
Invitations to just events, weddings. Last minute, pull out. And then I'm out. That's what this is. That's why I'm the king. So wow. This girl has a nerve, the audacity to be like, when are you going to see your son? What son, baby?
Wow. Just wow.
I ain't got no kids. The only raising I'm going to be doing is these dumbbells and these guns every time I walk in, baby.
I thought you were going to make an oatmeal raisin joke.
Nah.
It's okay.
That's also a good point. I should use that.
A little bit too grandma for me.
Yeah, well, it was a good one. But dirt, though. Let's talk about dirt. Let's talk about Kendrick and Drake.
So,
because the last time, it was only... That's so disgusting. Why do you do that?
I'm sorry, man.
That is gross.
I'm a smoker.
That's
fair. And a choker.
Raw. This couch feeling, make you feeling all kinds of comfortable. Raw, like that.
Let me just... I miss my daddy.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're opening... I guess the couch does make you open up all kinds of questions, right?
Nah, I'm just playing.
Holy. Yeah,
I think the last episode...
Because Euphoria dropped the last episode. Euphoria dropped. So we didn't even get the other ones. Yeah. It was... so the other ones dropped the day after.
So was it... Family Matters?
That dropped the day after.
No, it's
Family Matters dropped after.
Yeah, but like Welcome to the Grams or something?
Meet the Grams.
Meet the Grams.
Yeah.
That's what the...
That was So Family Matters dropped. So I'm watching it because I was with my brother at the time. I'm going to explain what happened. I was with my brother on Friday. We were watching, we're just sitting in the living room. I go on my phone. I get a notification. Drake's diss track dropped. So I'm in the living room and I put it on the TV because it's a music video. And we're listening to it. I'm like, okay, that was not a bad response to Kendrick there. All right. You know, he dissed a few other people, dissed ASAP.
Family Matters?
Family Matters is
what we're talking about. Where he has a video?
Yes.
I thought that was
a good track.
I thought it was actually good.
Yes.
Like a very good song,
Absolutely.
Some of his best rapping in a long time.
I think so.
Like, it was good.
There was some hidden features in there that, subliminals at Kendrick there. He got the ring from Pablo Escobar and Tupac's ring there.
Damn.
Dissed The Weeknd, Metro Boomin, Future, ASAP Rocky, a few amongst others. Went to the New Ho King restaurant to eat some food there.
Yeah. I saw that. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're sitting there and we're watching it. And I'm like, okay, that was not a bad response there from Drake. That was really good.
Nope.
You know? That
was good.
It's probably the most N-words he said in a song before.
Yeah. Well, he did it on purpose.
That was purposeful due to Kendrick implying, well, in saying that he did not like the way that he said it. And Drake himself also addressed it how his wife, Kendrick's wife, is biracial as well.
Yeah.
So that was...
that mean much? Isn't he biracial?
Who?
Drake?
He is, but the whole point is Kendrick is not...
Oh, not calling... Oh, because calling him, he's like, actually not black or anything. Oh, okay.
So... I don't get it.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there talking about it with my brother, and I'm like, okay, cool. Then I get another notification 37 minutes later. And I look, and I'm like, dude, Kendrick just dropped another track.
Damn.
And my brother's just like, what? No way. So we listened to it. We went from listening to the Family Matters, like, oh, this is all right. It's not bad. To absolute horror, terrifying, legit scary. Scary listening to Meet the Grams.
Yeah.
I'm telling, bro, that is one of the most sadistic diss tracks I've ever listened to in my entire life.
Yeah.
It was just, even like if you go online and just watch the compilations of people just reacting to the diss tracks, even if you see the difference between Euphoria and Meet the Grams, it's absolutely hilarious. Like, you can see everyone enjoying themselves with Euphoria, like, oh, this is a banger, woo! Yeah. And then Meet the Grams play, and they're just like, they're reassessing what just happened. They're just like, they need to get their life together. It's just absolute terror and horror.
It was. It was like a horror film.
It really was. And it was it was just like, that was, oh my God. Like, the fact that Drake even wanted to respond to that was insane to me.
Like, it's crazy, because when I listen to it, there's only a couple of songs out there that I can probably name. I can only think of probably two off the top of my head, and maybe three that make you feel like that, like horror inside when you're listening to it. And the three I can think of, there's that one song by Jedi Mind Tricks. Or no, it's
I know what you're talking about.
Where, like, the whole story.
That was,
and then the guy ends up like beating up his mom.
Dance with the Devil.
I
think that's what
that's one song that makes you feel super uncomfortable.
Immortal Technique.
So that song, there is a song that's called "Mind of a Lunatic" by Ghetto Boys.
That's a messed up song.
That one's like super messed
that's
up.
That's really messed
up. And then this one's not so messed up, but just to give it a third because I like threes, Stand by Eminem. I think that's like another.
That's a pretty messed
up song. It's a great song. Yeah. I think it's Eminem's best work, but I think it definitely makes very you feel like that part. That like horror inside.
Yeah.
And then finally when Kendrick dropped Meet the Grams,
yeah,
it was like a letter of horror to
it
Drake.
Was like he assessed, he addressed Drake,
yeah,
his father, his mother, his son,
yeah,
and his potential daughter. I think the whole thing that everyone went nuts is when he had a potential daughter.
Yeah,
that's when everyone went loco.
Definitely,
that was insane. That was like that was a mic drop of a mic drop of a mic drop. I was like, holy crap, the dude has
where did that come from?
It's and apparently she's 11 years old.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, that is mental. The guy has another kid out there and he ain't gonna even
have they found out if it's true yet?
So then Kendrick drops another song, Not Like Us.
Yeah, Not Like Us,
which is great.
That was a great song.
That was a great song. Makes you want to crip walk every goddamn time I listen. I'm just like,
actual
man, I can't be dancing like this to diss tracks though. But you do look online and, dude, there's people dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the West Coast is probably insane with that song.
I'll say this after about the I'll just say it now. Okay, yeah. So I was watching YouTube for, I'm a big YouTube guy when it comes to like recipes and like food and stuff like that. Because sure. I like to cook. You know, I'm sure you've seen the old Valentine's Day episode that we did quite a long time ago where we're cooking and stuff. You know, just moving to a new place where there's a nice kitchen. So I've been like, I like to cook. So there's this one YouTuber that actually went to the restaurant, like New Hope.
Oh, okay.
And supposedly, when you walk into the place, you can actually ask for a Kendrick special, and they have a whole set menu that they will give you at New Ho King now.
This guy.
Crazy. It's like seven dishes. There's a bunch of good stuff on it. I think even like one of the dumplings things were like Kendrick mentioned in one of the songs. But to get back to the dancing part, supposedly when he showed up to New Ho King, there's already a bunch of influencers that are standing outside of that place. Like
absolutely. Ready to review.
And taking dancing, and like BlogTO was out there. And for those who don't know what BlogTO is, it's like a journalism,
one of the biggest
Toronto journalistic fucking
in the city, like
companies out there. But there's already influencers outside of that place doing dances and like
all that's that kind crazy of stuff, man. So TikTokers and whatnot,
crazy, man.
Right. Oh my god. Yeah. But yes, going back to your question of if you found out it was fake or not, so in the Heart Part 6, the diss track reply by Drake, Drake says in the song that he made up that story.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And somehow sent it off to Kendrick to say that story was true.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he's like, you're very, he exposed Kendrick as very, trying to dig for dirt and trying to,
I liked it. Him.
I enjoyed that last one, but it's the most disliked song of the track so far.
Out of all.
It has more dislikes than it does likes.
Out of all of them.
Out of all of them.
Yeah. I think it's like a lot of people just upset with Drake. But I think like in that one, I think you said
Being accused of a pedophile can do that to
Think he really came down and was like, yo, I'm addressing everything. Mm. You know what I mean? And I think that was like the right way to do it, especially in a response of this kind of beef. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, I think for you to come out and address everything, like, it was a good song too.
I enjoyed the last one. I enjoyed it a lot.
But yeah, I know. And like, I know online, a lot of people are being like, yeah, like, sweep, like it was that easy kind of thing, like Drake didn't have a chance. What are your thoughts so far? Are we waiting for Kendrick to drop again? That's the second part of my question for you.
You know what it was when Drake dropped? I was at a point when the Drake dropped that last record, I was like, God, is this not over anymore?
Is it over now?
Well, the thing is, Drake had a story. He did a story on his Instagram and he insinuated that it's far from over.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't expect a petty dude like that to give up.
Yeah. I thought he would like.
He said on the record that on the Heart Part 6, he doesn't want to reply anymore. Okay. But
like if Kendrick stops right now and just doesn't drop anything else and was like, okay, screw it. Like, I'm done. You think Drake's going to drop another one? Because Drake had to have the last song as of today.
Yes.
May
as
8th.
As of today, May, what is it, 8th?
The 8th or something like that.
Yeah, as of today, Drake had the last song. I don't know. I mean, I think Kendrick has a lot to address in terms of the story thing, being fooled, allegedly, because we don't know if it's true or not about that. I think right now, I think Kendrick has the upper hand with the way that things are looking.
Yeah.
Based off of the response to that.
Bow. Yeah, that kind of. That was what I was thinking today.
Bow, bow.
Where he's like, Drake, you a pedophile. Bow, bow, or something like that. In the song.
Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow. Yeah, that kind of shit. Yeah, that was fucking wild.
That was
insane. Yeah, it was crazy.
He made a dance record to diss someone. That's pretty impressive.
It really is
quite impressive. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of like, okay, we can ease up now. Because I think that weekend alone, I was like, that was far too many diss tracks that I needed in one weekend. But at the same time, I appreciate it because it was good for hip hop. It was nice to get this, conversation going. Hot take. I think this is going to be known in the future. I believe this will be the biggest rap beef in history.
Wow. That's wild.
I will say that.
Bigger than the two dead gods.
I think so.
Wow, that's wild.
In my honest opinion. I mean,
get out. Oh, episode's over, right, bitch.
I guess the couch thing's not working. I guess we'll go back to the desk next week. I mean, if you think about the type of work, the bars, the type of music that we're getting, I think it comes second to none to any other rap beefs that we've had in the past.
It's
my opinion. You can disagree.
No, like I definitely agree that it's up there. Like one part of me is kind of like, it was so dark. It's so like,
I feel like it's a lot.
I don't feel like any other rap beef was like that.
No,
it was like, it was like, yeah, like you a bitch, like this and that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But it wasn't like,
your girl.
Yeah, it wasn't like as like TMZ, like journalism, like research, try to find like the worst about that person, like to bring them down. It's like cancel culture in rap.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It was just assessing each other. They were just like, you are a bad human being and I'm going to tell the world. Yeah.
About everything
how
that you've
you
ever done.
Yes.
And like, I think that like, I get it why people enjoy this, but like, I just thought it got to a dark space.
Absolutely.
That was a little bit too much for me, at least.
I agree.
So like, I'm going to say that like, I still think that like, you know, 50 and Ja, where like 50 took his career. Mm. And then like, unfortunately with Tupac and Biggie, like
both,
you know, both happened to pass away. And like, you know, that's always going to be the biggest one of mine. And then, like, you know, Nas and Jay, like, that kind of stuff. I think those are going to be bigger because I think it was more about, like, cutting them out without having to, like, kill their human, like, or their, like, personality or, like, their... I don't know. It was too much for me, at least. I think it's, like, it almost took away from, like, hip-hop. And maybe this is, like, now what hip-hop's turning into or, like, potentially... But I think it's just too exposed. And like with the generations that happen to be going on and like how the world's moving and how like we're more exposed in the world and like people know about us and like we post our lives on social media, like, and then like guys like Drake, when he goes through a lawsuit, there's like every like CNN and like all like the big news outlets are all posting about this stuff. Like your life is so exposed now, and like now rap's just taking that aspect of like social media and exposing your life and then using it to its advantage, which I don't think it's wrong in any sort of sense, but I think it's just like we lost that like old school rap beef. You know what I mean?
I think we lost it. I think it's a bit back. I think it's a bit.
Yeah.
You got to mess. Well, a dude got shot on Monday.
Yeah. 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 That's messed up.
Rap beef secured.
That's messed up.
Hopefully the dude's okay, but it's apparently Drake's. So the story is that Drake's security guard got shot. Yeah. It was a drive-by shooting.
That's crazy.
If it has anything to do with the relate to the beef, we don't know for sure. So this is just speculation. But
speculation.
Yeah. It's getting crazy out here. Yeah, I think the beginning at first was good for the culture because it was nice that, you know, we got two of the biggest rappers on the planet really, exploring their talent, showing the world that they are more than just, because for me, I thought Kendrick was just like a storyteller, but the dude clearly has bars.
Oh, yeah.
The guy, like, my respect for homeboy went.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Blasted through the goddamn roof after this beat.
Me too.
Like, I mean, J. Cole is probably living on cloud nine right now, knowing that he stepped out of that beat. Because if Kendrick did that to J. Cole, that would have broke my heart.
I know there's like a lot of gifts as of now that's like, oh, like J. Cole's like sleeping well.
Oh, man. He's probably. He's probably living his best life right now. I was like, oof, that was a close call.
But like Kendrick's like view on it was like, man, I'm going to cut up all the worst parts about Drake. But it's like, does J. Cole have any bad? You know what I mean?
That's the thing about this. The issue with Drake is that the man has the social media and he exposes himself as like this tough dude, but also a good guy who can do no wrong. Kendrick called him out on it. It's like, bro, you're not tough. You have people that are around you that are telling you that make you feel like you are.
Yeah.
Like without them, then what are you? Yeah. You're just a dude that apparently hates women and wants to be a badass bitch and allegedly a pedophile.
Damn.
It's Kendrick just cutting him up. And then Drake also vice versa saying you're a woman beater who's a terrible father and may not even be the father of your own kids.
Damn.
I mean, after words, accusations like that, I don't see these dudes 20 years from now being like, hey, man, let's have a beer.
Yeah, no.
That's never. Like,
this one's bad.
Yeah, that's rough. That's really hatred.
You know what? Like, I think the biggest diss that, like, out of all this that I've seen or when I listened to, I think it was on, I don't remember what track it's on. It's either one of the three of Kendrick's, but it's Kendrick's where he like brings up slavery. And then And then he like accuses Drake of using Atlanta rappers.
Dude,
that is the craziest
The fact this isn't even talked about enough is a criminal to me. I'm like, people, are you not listening to what this man is saying? This guy is he called him a colonizer.
Yeah. Literally. That is the was that on Not Like Us?
That was Not Like Us, yeah.
So that is the biggest bar.
Why aren't these people talking about this more? Like that is fantastic.
So at first I thought it was the whole like Toronto one where he was saying how like Toronto gangsters are fake.
I'm not gonna lie, I felt some type of way about that. Like I don't like the accent, okay? I don't like the accent neither. But at the same time, like come on, that's us, man. Don't diss our thing.
I get it. I get it. You know, Crody. Us being from Toronto, I get it. Like, oh, Toronto rappers are fake, or like Toronto gangsters are fake. We all imitate LA culture, this and that, which I can understand. I don't agree with it, but I think that was good.
I thought it was nice.
When he came out with the whole slavery thing and him being like, you know, you are literally a colonizer. You use Atlanta, this and that. Like, I thought that was like, holy
that
shit.
That was fucking dark.
That is dark as fuck. Tier. That is wild fucking matchmaking, wild art. Like,
absolutely. Crazy. That is like calling out the artist too that he's saying that he got it. I'm like, oh. Phenomenal work. Y'all need to pay attention to these tracks because y'all ain't listening to the same things.
Scary, man.
Like it's unbelievable.
Absolutely scary.
Pay attention, folks. That was top tier dissing right there.
Yeah.
He also said that we didn't deserve DeMar DeRozan.
Yep.
Which I'm it wasn't our choice, okay? We didn't want him to go, by the way, Kendrick. So don't diss us for that.
That was a good line. He's like, I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him anyway.
Like, come on. That was like, good. Come on. You don't think we wanted him? We got a championship the next season. So we made the right call, all right? It was business. We love you, DeRozan. But
he really made for anyone in Toronto, like that doesn't love Toronto like to its heart.
Yeah.
Well, you can still love Toronto and like those disses. Like I love Toronto and just like the disses, but it definitely makes you feel like, wow, like we just got cut the fuck up.
Absolutely. Like, all those mandem that are listening in the crowd like, yo, fam, what do you mean? Why is he dissing our the way we speak, fam? Are you done? We think we're not going to just not say anything, Crody?
And I'm sure a lot of people in Toronto that are Kendrick fans are now like a little bit sour.
They want to go to LA and do some crip
walking.
They're
like, oh, I'm a little bit sour because of Kendrick, so... It's tough, man. It's been a crazy last couple of days for this.
It's been a wild ride, and I'm all for it. So, score one for hip hop. How do you feel about Questlove saying hip hop is truly dead because of this beef?
I read that today. Funny enough, and like I don't agree with it fully. I think this is just another move of hip hop or another like phase of it. Realistically. Part of it, like you telling me that beef wasn't part of hip-hop in any sort of sense. Everybody was making fun of everybody at one point in time, you know, like 50 Cent literally ended Ja Rule's career
based off of
like making hip-hop beats and are like making like hip-hop tracks and stuff.
Artist the year he came out,
and like for anyone who's a 90s baby or an early 2000s baby, like fucking you love Ja, like I still love Ja music, like
he was phenomenal,
you know what I mean? And I think that's
bangers on bangers.
That's just one of the things. So, like, Questlove, like, I guess I get where he's coming from because it's probably like, man, this shit's way too dark. But, which I sort of agree with, but yeah, I think it's just another phase.
I don't think it's truly dead. I thought this brought it back just to be like, yo, you guys need to, if you want, you step your game up, you need bars, all right? Only, you know, hits and stuff can only last you so long. You know what I mean?
So, I did read, like, another opinion just before we jump into commercial break where it was like, you know, why do we gotta to take two black dudes and like turn them against each other? Like that was one view on it. How do you feel about that? Just before we jump into our commercial break.
Two
to aspiring black artists. Are not aspiring to stud black artists.
It's hip hop. What other black artist? Like, what other colors are gonna get go against each other? That's so stupid. That is a dumb take. It's a hip hop. What do you think? You want a hip hop artist to go against a country artist? Is that what you want? It has nothing to do with color. It's just the fact that someone is accusing someone of being a POS, and they're replying. That's all this is. It has nothing to do with color. Well, Kendrick made it color a little bit, but it has everything to do with how they are to one another and how they are realistically. That's it. They're just exposing each other. But who knows? Anyways, we'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned to The New Blank with Carlos and Ryan.
So, Carlos, did you hear about Sheldon Keefe being fired as the head coach of the Maple Leafs?
Yeah.
You know, after five seasons we've had him on, five seasons and the Leafs, I think for the last six game sevens that the Maple Leafs have played, we've lost.
Under his belt.
Yeah. Well, most of it under.
Most of it.
Yeah. So the last six game sevens. It was about time.
He had it rightfully. It was rightfully deserved. Sucks. You know, it sucks to see a person lose their job, but if you can't get us anywhere, then what can you do?
Yeah.
We got to move on. Well, Toronto fans, Leafs ain't make it. We lost overtime. Raptors aren't in playoffs. I don't even know how the hell we're doing in soccer.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's hope.
There is hope. With the new league.
The PWHL, Professional Women Hockey League. And guess what? We're in playoffs.
We are.
Yes, folks, there is a playoffs in the Professional Women's Hockey League. And we played against Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Just yesterday. How'd we do?
We won.
We won, folks.
4-0.
4-0, which is pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive.
But you know what? There's hope. Toronto, we can do it. We just need your full support. We need asses and seats. We need support. We need hashtags. Go. What is the team?
I don't know what they're. the Toronto something. Oh,
good Lord. This is not good for promotion purposes. PHWL Toronto. That's literally what they're called.
I guess it's just called Toronto.
Oh, my God.
But for those who.
Really? That's it?
I guess.
Maybe, yeah, and then there's Ottawa, Montreal,
they're
New
still
York.
New. It's still like a new league.
Holy crap. There's no mascot or anything. It's just what? Guys. You know what? It's fine. It's fine. We'll move on. Listen, support PWHL Toronto. Let's get this going. Let's win the. What's even the trophy called?
I don't have no idea.
Oh my God. This is a horrible commercial. Go Toronto.
Go Toronto.
Go, ladies. Go. Also, if you need a sneaky link.
Yeah, hit us up, Sarah.
Hit us up. And we're back.
Yeah, we happen to be back.
We're back.
We do.
We're back.
We're back. I want to start off with some sad news.
Ah, shite.
I don't know if... I don't think we mentioned this in the last one, but there was a recent car crash on the 401.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
We did?
We did.
Okay, never mind then. Condolences as of last week.
Yeah. This guy. We talked about it last week, yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, I'm obviously still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shame on the homeboy who stole from LCBO. And
yeah, it's messed up.
That's stupid. Poor family, and they just came from India too, the grandparents.
Yeah,
unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna talk about four bats, the R&B singer I showed you last week?
Oh, okay then. Okay. I don't know too much about the
did you
the
listen
person.
To the music?
I listened to two songs.
What you think?
Yeah, it's good. I was unexpected. I think the word unexpected is the
why
title.
Is that? Because you saw the cover of him.
You see the cover.
Out,
it is like all of these like new artists are coming out, you know, and like the thing about like the 90s music, when their cover They make a cover.
You could tell what was R&B.
You could tell what type of music that they're coming out with.
Absolutely.
This just pulls the switcheroo on you. Mm. You have no idea.
Because he was thugged out. He had the gold grills.
He had the
ski mask on.
Ski mask on.
Shirtless.
I'm pretty sure there's a gun somewhere in this picture.
Maybe. But you saw it, and then you did not expect the song to play.
Yeah, no, I did not.
You were it's still throwing.
What's
you
the name?
Off.
Four Bats.
Four Bats.
Where's he from?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
I don't know if it's Houston, but he is from Texas.
Okay.
Damn. Is that does that still good. Throw you off?
It was throwing. That's even worse.
Yeah.
You know, being from Texas, you expect like, oh, America. Oh, he's like America.
Sitting sideways, yeah. Boys in the days.
But no, he's a new brand. Yeah. He's a new brand of Texas.
Yeah.
Still dresses the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, still, that's the uniform out
still
there.
Still tats the same.
It's a uniform out there.
But different music.
Yeah. That's how you have to dress out there.
Okay. So if you're going to give our listeners one song to go listen to, Four Bats,
mm-hmm.
What do you recommend?
There Goes Another Verse is probably my favorite song from that album.
There Goes Another Verse. That's a mixtape, sorry. Okay.
You know, I have that. It's really good. I really enjoyed it. Probably my favorite mixtape so far this year.
Okay.
I enjoyed it a lot. You know, all the beats he got from that mixtape from YouTube.
From YouTube?
Mm.
Wow. That's sick.
Yeah.
I wonder if he paid the...
I don't know.
Who knows? If you put it on YouTube, it's ours.
Yeah.
But
allegedly the mixtape was dedicated to his ex-girl.
Oh,
he said this, and he said his tour for the mixtape is going to be called Thank You Jada. And
is that petty?
I mean, he said he's like, I might be crazy, I don't know, but I it needs to be done. And
that sounds
and
like
then
Drake.
They asked her, like, do you think that she's going to pull up? Like, I hope she does. I will buy her a ticket if she pulls them.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
You got a lot of success stories.
I mean, yeah. And, you know, it's called You Made Me a Star.
It literally just gets worse and worse. Yeah,
it's petty.
Yeah. I get it, though. I get where these guys are coming
from.
That's
what R&B is, you know? Sometimes you got to be petty.
Like, if, you know, like you are an aspiring artist, you know, they don't support you.
Mm.
You know, you go through all of these struggles to be able to kind of make yourself something, and then all of a sudden they leave you, and then you keep up with your dream.
You need that motivation.
And then you blow up as Four Bats, where there's two Toronto kids talking about you from Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
So somewhere in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him, man. Good for him.
He done did it. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. Good for you, man.
Good for you, pal. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, man. Yeah. You're making good music. Continue doing what you're doing. I mean, you do the high pitched voice things on the programs there for your albums. I'm very curious to see how that's gonna sound live, because you're not gonna sound like that live.
Auto tuning?
I don't think it's auto tune. He high pitches it like crazy.
Oh, okay.
Like his voice for some of these songs.
You know what? It's crazy because some of these people, like when I thought about like T-Pain's a perfect example.
Mm.
Like T-Pain, you know, Mr. Autotune when he first came into the
Absolutely.
League. Everybody knew him as that. There was even Death to Autotune by Jay. A lot of people get made fun of. And then T-Pain stops sort of making music and then comes out on like YouTube and like live streams and like doing all this side stuff. And he can actually sing.
Yeah, people are shocked by this.
He can actually sing.
Like, folks, you need to sing.
Yeah, you need to be able to sing.
In order to use these programs. Because then when you perform live, like, how do you think they're going to sound?
Exactly.
Like, so, folks, like, I'm just saying, like, the programs can only help you so much.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go, like, do you think people are going to want to go to your concert if you can't sing like that in real life?
I would have loved to have gone to a T-Pain concert during his prime.
Probably would have been
that would have been absolutely wild.
I'm at Glow in the Dark tour. I think Kanye, I think T-Pain opened up for
really? Me. That's crazy.
That would have been mental.
Crazy.
But, you know, I'm sure if T-Pain comes to Toronto, it'll still be a...
Like, I'm in love with a stripper. I'm a flirt.
Oh, my God.
Not featuring R. Kelly.
You think he would still perform that song? He went off on that song, so I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't shut up, but I don't think it's going to be the chorus. He's doing the chorus.
Yeah,
that
he
song.
Would probably just do the verse.
But Bartender, though, live?
Yeah, Bartender live, yeah.
Oh, forget it.
A vibe.
Forget it.
A vibe.
T-Pain. All right. It happens to some people's kids.
Do you? I was trying to think of one before the
I got one.
The episode this week, but I couldn't think of anything.
I got one. It's an interesting one. I want to send some people's kids to specifically 64 people.
64 people.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a lot of people.
That's quite a bit.
I think this is the first time we've ever done multiple people. I think we got to get a bigger room.
We'll make room. But
more plaques.
It's 64 people in the Ontario region who were arrested for child pornography.
That's fucked up.
That's pretty messed up, yes.
That is fucked up.
Yes. Yeah. So they got arrested. Apparently one person had,
super messed
and I'm
up.
Reading it here, 21 terabytes. One person.
I don't get that, man. It's so weird because I feel like every, like, sexual, like, pedophilia kind of case that we run into, there's always just like mass and mass amounts. You know what I mean? Like,
folks, do you have any idea how big a terabyte is?
Yeah.
Do you know how many iPhones a terabyte is?
Think about it.
That's at least 7 iPhones.
Crazy.
Of the max, the Pro Max.
Yeah.
This person had 21 terabytes. One person had 21 terabytes of this.
Honestly.
That's disgusting.
If we can like put it in back into like old terms, like if you were to like a Super Nintendo or like a PS1 memory card, which was like 5 megabytes,
yes,
literally to save 5 megabytes, it'd be like 100,000 of those things, if not more.
It would pack up a room.
Yeah.
It would pack up this whole room. The memory cards would pack up this
memory
entire
cards
room.
Of that much space of like images of this like disgusting ass shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, these people deserve to burn.
And combined charges 348.
Crazy.
So yeah, to all of you that were arrested, the fact there was 64, that's just unbelievable. Yeah. But shame on all of you. You all deserve to be castrated. And for some reason, y'all are just probably going to serve time in prison and get released and be labeled pedophile for the rest of your life. But you know, welcome to some people's kids.
Definitely.
Obviously what you're doing is nasty, is wrong, and you need help.
Yeah, it's crazy because you can't tell, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many people, like there's regular looking people out there that you probably walk across the street
and
or like bump into them by the accident or whatever, hold the door for them at the grocery store, like that kind of stuff, and you'll never really know. Like, 64 people is a fucking lot
That's
of people,
quite a bit.
Man. It's not like it's like one in like small town fucking Timbuktu, Canada. You know, it's literally like Ontario, one of the most populated, if not the most populated province in all of Canada.
They could live anywhere. They could be your neighbor.
It could be your neighbor.
They could live in Jane Finch.
Scary to think.
They could live in Markham.
That they
exist. Could live on Bridal Path.
Yeah. Wow.
Allegedly.
He went there.
Allegedly.
He went there.
Allegedly. I've never.
Allegedly. But it's sad, man. It's sad that like a lot of kids get mistreated.
How does one even obtain, like, what? I don't even want to think about how this shit gets obtained. Like, it's so disgusting. Like, it's like, dude, you actually like, these dudes probably have families, man.
Oh yeah.
Probably have kids themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still doing this ish. Like, even that Subway guy, the Jared, had kids.
Yeah. Like, where did that come from?
Oh my God.
Where did that come from?
That was gross.
Jared didn't pay the Illuminati.
Yeah, not enough.
He didn't pay the bill.
Not enough.
He didn't pay the bill.
Well, I mean, that's why you got to foot the bill when you join the Illuminati. Because if not, you'll end up like Diddy. All right? He's out out of the limelight.
Is he like arrested?
No, he wasn't arrested.
So is he like escaping?
I have no
idea.
How do
you raid?
He's just
three houses.
He went ghost.
How do you raid three houses and then just
not do anything after?
Anything from him?
It's like, hey, buddy, sorry, we have to do this for media purposes.
Like, do you think he's in like Cambodia
right now?
Like, just chilling.
It's like, take that.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Kimmer. Yonung.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'd be like Yonung.
Yonung.
Bad boy for life, baby. Yonung.
Yeah, Yonung.
And the Cambodian's like, who is this man?
Who is this man? Who is this man? Who is he?
Why does he keep saying that?
Yeah, when Cambodians start having African accents. Yeah.
What did you keep speaking? Well,
who is this man?
Who is this man? Why do you keep speaking like this? And Diddy's confused, like, man, what the hell am I? Am I
Cambodian or Africa?
What the hell is it? Oh, God.
And then one person's like, same place in Cambodia.
Oh, my God.
That would be a story, man.
That would be funny as hell.
You like, if P. Diddy shows up on the news one day, like, oh, P. Diddy found, you know, in Cambodia. Deceased in Cambodia or
deceased?
Like, yeah.
Woof.
Or something like that.
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Would you miss him?
I'd miss his music.
I'd miss the music also.
I'd miss his music.
I'm not going to lie. I'd probably blast some of his music that day. Because he did a lot for music, whether you all want to not appreciate it or not. If there was no Diddy, there would be no Mary J. Blige, no Biggie, probably no Usher.
No Cassie.
No Cassie. No 112.
No 112. Okay. No Making the Band.
No Making the Band. No Mace.
I forgot that boys group he made.
In Making the Band?
Was it Making the Band? I know Making the Band had a whole bunch of different rappers, but then like...
They had an R&B group too, the boys, right? R&B group. I forgot their name. Oh, B5?
There was B5.
There was. I know the other group you're talking. I can't remember their name though. They also were in a season of Making the Band.
Yeah.
That was good. Danity Kane. He made a lot of careers, folks, whether you like it or not. All right.
I like that one girl from Danity Kane.
Which one?
She's like that brunette girl. She's got the pale skin. I like her.
You like the way she looks or you like the way she sings?
I like the way she sings.
Sure. Yeah. That's what you meant to say.
Shout out to Coco Jones, everybody.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yeah.
You like the way she sings?
Oh, I love the way she sings.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that Coco what you meant Jones. To say? Go check out Coco Jones.
She's a really good singer.
One of my new favorite songs.
Is that right?
It's, this year.
Do you have the song downloaded?
I do.
Or the video?
I have the video. I watch it every night before I go to sleep.
Oh, boy.
But sorry, marketing director.
Yeah, does your marketing director know that? Or? All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess you could test out this couch more often now because you'll be sleeping on it tonight. It's okay.
This is also the couch I sleep on.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. After tonight, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also want to address something. Ryan, how many episodes of this do we have now?
We're at, I think, 149 today.
100? That's a lot.
Yeah. 149.
So we're at 150.
Yeah, 150 next week.
We're at the original Pokemon next week.
Yes. Yes. I was doing a couple of file transfers earlier or yesterday.
Mm.
And, you know, just getting rid of some space on our hard drives and stuff like that. All the kind of background stuff, media that we do for the show. And, you know, I was looking at the amount of episodes. I'm like, wow, we have 149 episodes.
That's crazy.
149.
That's mental.
So
wow.
Today's 149, and then next week will be our Pokemon
episode.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's the deal. So there's a rumor going on of a new law where if you had hate speech online, you may be going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
We got to delete all these episodes immediately. Because under the new regime, we may be going to prison.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh no.
According to this rumor. It's a rumor, Phil, so we're not sure. But this podcast alone, yeah, I'm probably not. I'm probably going to prison for a few things I've said in my high school years.
We're being canceled.
Yeah. So, no,
we're finally getting there.
We made it to 150, so it says a lot.
It's funny because on the very first episode, I'm pretty sure we addressed not getting canceled or like getting canceled eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's happening now.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Not only canceled, we're going to prison, Ryan.
Thanks, Trudeau.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks. And to think I finally did my taxes for the first time this year.
Wow. Just wow.
I mean, hey, what can you do? Well, it was fun while it lasted, you know? I mean, we had a good run. You think you'll ever make it in prison? Like, you think if you did go to prison, you'll survive it?
I would have to fight everybody. That's the mentality I would go in.
You'll go in.
I would fight.
You have to. What do you mean you have? Like, as in, that like, is, you have to, like, you're trying, you need to make a name for yourself in there?
Yeah, you have to do that, yeah. I would 100% go in. I don't care how big this person is. I'm fighting everybody.
You're going to be top dog in prison. You have to.
I'm not, I don't know if I'll be top, but I have to try.
Why is that? Let's explore this.
Hey, I've watched way too many movies.
Yeah.
To not think that way.
Yeah.
It might not be that. I might be, you know, sending love letters through a toilet. In a,
is that right?
What's that? Jailbirds?
Is that the show? Jailbirds? Yes, yes, Jailbirds? Yes. You're sending, you're talking to the toilet with
talking
another,
to the toilet?
Yeah.
You know, hopefully there's
with
some
another
other
jail inmate. Okay.
But you know, and then using the jelly. But No, I honestly think though, like, if I were to ever go to jail, I would try to fight everybody.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you got to
just because
you don't like, want to be messed with.
No, I don't want to look like a, you know, a B word. Yeah. I don't want to look like a little kid.
Yeah.
I don't want to look like I'm not supposed to be there kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as they smell fear, it's one of those places that if they just smell fear on you, you will get eaten up. It's like sharks.
Absolutely. So you gotta swim with the sharks.
Exactly.
You can't become bait. Exactly. You have to swim with the sharks.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
That is the end goal. So if anybody, I'm giving life advice right now.
If you go to prison,
fight.
Don't everybody. Become bait. Swim with the sharks.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is there a gang that you would go with?
The R. Kelly gang.
I don't know if you want to go with that. I'm pretty sure they're baiting there. Yeah. I'm almost positive they'll be the bait. It. Yeah, and they'll they pretty much enjoy him there.
No, I don't know. I would. You see where you fall. You kind of just. That's what just I would assume. I've never been to jail, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just hypothetically. You don't have to like overthink it. Just like for me, skinheads.
Oh.
I figure, you know.
The majority of them?
Yeah, like, there's a bit of them. You know, just try out new things. I haven't tried it out here.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a few black friends,
you
know.
What do you have to
lose? I'm like, hey, y'all got some space here? Well, you need to shave your head? I'm bald.
I'm joining.
You know?
I'm joining.
Make some room. Yeah. Tattoos? Not my thing, but if I got to do it, why not?
Yeah.
What is this, Mein Kampf? Not a fan of the black people in here, am I right? God. Well, you know what? It is what it is. And I, you know what? I agree with that mentality that you have to be top dog.
Yeah, you got to be.
But I feel like I'll be nonchalant in there.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mean, I don't want any problems.
Be in your own corner.
It's like, you know, I dropped the soap and then some guy's like, you dropped it up. You're going to pick it up. You want to do the didgeridoo to me? Okay. But I'll have you know, once you do it, you'll never want to stop. Because you expect fear. I'm gonna really enjoy this.
Oh my god.
And then they're just like, you know what, actually never mind, I'm not prepared for all that. Oh no. There's no turning back. I'm going to pick up this soap.
Oh my god.
But hey, that's the thing. If you're nonchalant and you don't care, it takes the fun out of it for them.
So like the Drake and Kendrick stuff, this episode got extremely dark.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what the couch does to you. Makes you more relaxed. It is the couch. It just does that to you. It just does stuff to you. What can you do? But honestly, I won't make it in prison. I won't.
You don't think so?
I don't think so at all.
I think you'd make it.
I don't think so.
I think you have a higher chance of making it than me.
What? No. You have a temper.
Fight everybody.
Yeah.
I just bring my Call of Duty out.
Yeah. Like, well, even alone. Like, so this, the episode aside, they're probably going to go to your Call of Duty call history, and it's a wrap. It's a wrap for buddy. It's done for you.
It is over.
They're just going to play that for you in court, and they're just like, oh, God. I'm just going to chuckle in the back like, I remember that. Yeah. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of people. And I highly doubt it's a real rule, a law, rather. But it's very stupid if they go through with it. I don't think you know how many people are going to go to prison after if freaking this goes to, if this is actual law.
It'd be like the new weed, like the new weed charge. You know, like at one point everyone was getting jailed for weed.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like that. If that happens. Which would be absolutely ridiculous.
Mm.
And hopefully it never happens.
I hope so too. Yeah. But I think it would be funny at first to see the people that go, a lot of politicians are probably going to go to prison too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Old Trudeau is probably going to go to prison. But yeah. Hey, hate speech. I don't even, what is hate? You know what's their definition of hate speech is what it's going to be the problem.
The government makes it, man.
Yeah, whatever.
The government makes it.
All right, we're going to talk about one last thing. I want to address one last thing that we skipped last week. Kanye apparently is getting into porn.
This episode is got to be the darkest episode.
Why is it dark? It's not dark. It's just news.
Like, dark in a good way.
Oh, but, raw. I think that's how Kanye is going to do his porn.
Where do I subscribe?
The lady, the college dropout, white women are going to go dark in there in the Yeezy porn. In a good way.
Oh, my God.
Raw.
I'm trying to see college dropout, Triple X.
You know, Triple X?
Yeah.
Graduation Triple X would probably be mental. Dude, that's probably going to be his best. Or yeah. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Yeah. Might tear. Yeah. I might tear up watching it. Just like, the most beautiful art. Whoa, that was absolutely. Okay. Here's the deal.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know why he's. I mean, he. It's been rumored for years that Kanye. He has openly admitted that he's been infatuated with porn for quite some time.
Really?
Yeah, it's been.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, Nicki Minaj once said when she was doing her verse for Monster during studio time, like during breaks and stuff, Kanye would show her porn.
Wow.
Just like sit down with her and be like, hey, this is my favorite scene right now.
That's so interesting. Oh, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah. Like it's
like an addiction.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. You learn something new every day.
Mm. So now he's like, you know what? I can do that. But he also, and another thing. So he was on Jimmy Kimmel Live once and he mentioned that he does love porn. And Jimmy asked him what his favorite genre was. He's like, interracial.
Oh, all right.
Like, well, specifically white women and black dudes.
Wow.
And Pornhub reached out to him and said they're willing to offer him a lifetime subscription.
Oh, my God.
I think, and if that was me, I would.
You would take it.
It's a lifetime subscription. It's free.
Yeah, it's Pornhub.
Why not?
Why not?
But they probably want like an advertisement out of it. So nothing in life is free.
That's crazy though. Like that, just to think about that, like, you know, and Carl, it was funny because we ended last week's episode and Carlson and I were talking about it. He's like, oh, we missed out on this opportunity to talk about Kanye's porn addiction. Mm. And I literally have no idea. And I don't think that a lot of Kanye people, like, unless you're like very in depth with Kanye, then you would even know a lot. That. You know, it's like all lot. Of the like... other stuff that was coming out and like all of his like masks.
He talks a lot.
The whole like Jewish thing that was going on with him as well. And like
they don't really see him for him.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And now we're a porn addict.
Now we're getting to see him for him.
Yeah.
So like
he's living his best life, damn it.
So is it more like he's starting a business or is he like gonna do scenes?
I don't think he's doing scenes. I think he's reaching out to like very famous OnlyFans models to seeing if they're doing
stage. Oh, okay. And then he's going to like start like, so he's pretty much a pimp.
He's going to direct.
He's going to be a pimp.
I said, maybe. He'd be an interesting pimp.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how are you not going to do the scene with all the goddamn, you need to do double penetration. And listen, I'm the future. I'm the goddamn superhero. So when I say double penetration, you do that.
You know what, though?
Now turn off the grid.
I will say that all of his porn movies and videos that he ever
they're probably going to be spectacular.
Have the biggest bang, the best bangers.
Oh my God. The soundtrack is going to be phenomenal. The soundtrack's
gonna be
disgusting. Phenomenal. Probably going to be nominated for an Oscar. Mm-hmm. The first pornography film to be nominated for an Oscar.
Like it's always known like for back in the day, like porn's always had like a stigma against like the worst acting.
Yes.
This is going to have the best soundtrack.
The best acting.
It's going to bring
best sex scenes.
It's going to bring back how like back in the day in the 90s, all the movies had like the best soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's going to bring that.
It's going to bring it back. Yeah. 100%. People are going to go see it. It's probably going to open up in Cineplex.
Just for the soundtrack.
It's like, hey, I would like to see superhero Dizik XXX, please. It's like, how old are you? 14. This is an 18 plus movie. I brought my parents with adult supervision.
All right.
God.
You know what? That time that he got caught in Italy, like on one of those boats with his wife, getting brains. you know, I guess that's like the start to the exposure of him in a sexual way.
He really is.
And like, you know, obviously his lyrics throughout the years, like, you know, there's always sex references in hip hop. Like,
it should have been known to you, man.
Yeah, you don't think anything of it.
You know, but then he opens up, pal. It really goes to show you that Kanye is capable of anything. You know, just 2 years ago, the man released a goddamn religious album.
Yes.
And now he's moving on to creating porn.
Is it Jesus King?
Jesus is King.
Jesus is King.
Donda.
Donda.
And Donda Part 2.
Yeah.
The man really has religious albums, and now he's God, hold on a minute. I got some porn to make.
Crazy.
Is that
hypocritical?
Is it? I don't know.
God, I don't know what the Bible says.
God invented a lot of these things.
If God's okay with it, then I'm chilling.
And you know what? Jesus will forgive me.
Okay. Okay. So where do I subscribe?
Yeah, okay. All right. You don't even know who's in it.
Is Kanye going to be in it?
Is Kanye in it? Welcome to my pornography film. You know, what I really wanted to do is I wanted to create art and fucking.
I hate to ask this.
Mm.
Before we end the episode,
yeah,
would you watch it if Kanye was in it?
If he was in it,
yeah, the greatest. If
I feel,
you know, arguably one of the greatest artists of all time,
I feel like he would rant during. He'll either rap or rant during, and I'd be so like, I have to watch that.
One in hand,
yeah.
One in the pen,
yeah.
You're writing down your thoughts,
yeah.
And one in hand,
yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'd have to watch that. I can't miss that out on that.
Depending if you're ambidextrous.
So you're saying if he was in it, you would wouldn't you watch it?
I hate to admit this online. And
I wouldn't hate
world,
to admit it.
I would watch
100%. Who West. Wouldn't watch it?
It's Kanye West. It's like saying like Beethoven did something like that and you wouldn't watch it.
100%.
Or like, it's like saying like Picasso or like Einstein. Didn't.
This is their art,
yeah.
And they're trying to release it to the whole point is you gotta, yeah. Of course,
watch.
Of course,
yeah,
illegally, but I watch it.
I ain't pay for that.
I ain't pay for that. Are you out of your mind? You think I'm gonna pay to watch that? No disrespect.
No, right. I didn't have to pay to watch Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I ain't pay to watch that. Still seen it.
Oh my god!
But you know, she's here now.
What happened? This couch. This couch screwed us.
Well, you know, it is what it is. We're probably gonna get flagged for a few things. And, yeah. You know, it's good. It's good information for intel for Trudeau. So it's all good. Anywho, I guess that's it for this week's episode. Tune in next week where we'll be on the couch, and you know, we'll raise some risque topics next week as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's the blank, baby. We do what we want. What we want, we fill in. We fill it in regardless of what the answers are.
No Kanye intended.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And as always, folks, don't forget to fill it in.
Peace, everybody.